Diary of a Piglin, Book 6, The Triad Society. Written by Mark Mully. Narrated by David Vandermolen. Disclaimer. This is a work of fiction. Names, characters, businesses, places, events, and incidents are either the products of the author's imagination or are used in fictitious manner. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events is purely coincidental. This unofficial Minecraft book is not authorized, endorsed, or sponsored by Microsoft Corporation, Mojang AB, Notch Development AB, or any other person or entity owning or controlling the rights of the Minecraft name, trademark, or copyrights. All characters, names, places, and other aspects of the game described herein are trademarked and owned by their respective owners. Minecraft, registered, trademarked, and copyright 2009 through 2016, Mojang/Notch. Day 1. I have just returned to the Nether after spending a few days dealing with Officer Barry in Minerland, where Johansson and Beatrice live. Thankfully, Peter and I managed to get there in the nick of time, shortly before disaster struck and Barry flooded the entire city with his explosive potions. Barry belonged to a group called Triad Society, whose aim is to destroy everyone opposing the Triad Bastion, or what's left of it, and cause massive destruction across the Nether and the Overworld. My dad, the city mayor, told me to take a rest and relax after our recent trip. He says I've been working too hard and I deserve a good break. But I can't take even one day off. How can I rest knowing that evil forces are working in the darkest corners, waiting for the perfect opportunity to attack my friends in the Overworld and the piglins in the Nether? It would be unwise of me, the detective of Crimson City, to postpone this urgent investigation and ignore the menace that is the Triad Society. Unfortunately, we have no clue whatsoever of the Triad Society's whereabouts. Who are the members of this group, and what are their plans? At this point, you might be wondering, my dear diary. Well, that's the job of a detective, isn't it? To search for clues and find the criminals? Well, you're not wrong, but I have to say this. It would be much easier if we had even the slightest hint of where to start looking. Johansson and Beatrice, my human friends, stayed in the Overworld working on their latest project, the energy generator. The generator was a project started by Murray, who went to prison after his failed plot to take over the Nether with the help of the Triad Bastion. I could ask Johansson for help, but I feel like I relied too much on him in my past investigations. As a matter of fact, I only managed to solve the case behind the secret scientist, who turned out to be Johansson himself, after Beatrice lent me a hand. In other words, I don't want to involve them in this. Johansson and Beatrice have already done too much for Crimson City, and I can't say Crimson City has returned the favor. It's time I let them focus on their own projects and help their own city. Some could say that it's a bad idea trying to figure out everything by myself if I could ask for help from Johansson and Beatrice. I must try, though. Besides, I'm not alone. Detective Peter is right next to me, and I'm sure he's ready to do his best to help me with this case. Anyway, I should probably get back to work. The officers at the police station need some help. Day 2. Back at the police station after another day of work, I clocked in early as usual, going straight to my office to sign all the paperwork and get started on our new investigation. Detective Peter joined me shortly after. Hey, Detective. Good morning.
Morning, Peter.
So, ready for our new investigation? Detective Peter excitedly asked me.
You bet. I can't wait to put an end to this mystery, I replied.
Great. Me either. I wonder what those Triad Society piglins are up to.
Where should we start? Peter wondered.
I've been asking myself the same thing. The Triad Society has been acting in secret ever since Officer Barry was revealed to be one of them. Before that revelation, we didn't have any clue of what their plans were. I guess we don't have the piglin power to find out everything about them.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?